This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour special report recorded on Friday, September 1st, 2017. I'm Mark Belanger. The Global Union, which represents food, farm, hotel and restaurant workers, the IUF, has been holding its International Congress in Geneva this week. The IUF represents some 2.5 million members in 130 countries. Outgoing General Secretary Ron Oswald opened the Congress with an overview of the situation for labor around the world.
Our 27th Congress takes place at a time when the labor movement, pretty much everywhere, faces a political crisis as great as any in my lifetime, and a general attack on political and workplace rights. In Latin America, the brutal oppression of human rights continues and grows again in countries like Honduras, Guatemala, and, for example, in rural Brazil. And very recently, we see rights under attack again in Brazil from a government determined to remove worker protections for millions in the name of corporate interests. And in Argentina, a chilling reminder of a dark past with the recent abduction and disappearance of Santiago Maldonado in the hands of the security forces who abducted him. In much of Asia, despite a welcome ray of hope in these 5 years past with the restoration of some democracy in Burma, now Myanmar, workers too often still confront an economic development model that serves the rich and denies the full access to rights, dignity, and decent lives to its peoples. And now in Asia, we face the previously unthinkable, a potential nuclear confrontation on the Korean Peninsula. In Africa, the daily fight for rights and the fight to build and defend real democracy goes on, as well as the daily fight for the right to food and nutrition that remains a scandal as more than 1 billion people in our world are denied both. In North Africa and the Middle East, we see stalled revolutions in a fight for democracy that is just beginning, an ongoing suffering as war dominates much of that region. In North America, we see a political process in the US that has collapsed into virtual farce and would be comical if it were not so serious for citizens of that country and also for so many of the rest of us. North of the border, Canada looks in comparison something of a paradise, at least in terms of more progressive social issues, though still economically on a path that principally serves the corporate purse and not the common interest. And comrades, in Europe, we see a construction that too often works against the interests of workers as employers exploit all the economic and financial benefits of a borderless Europe, whilst undermining the hopes that many held for a Europe with guaranteed social standards. This is a new time. This is a new time for sure, while we face new and horrifying challenges. But it could be a time of opportunity to rebuild our movement's hunger and enthusiasm for real progressive politics and for political debate and education in ways we have not seen for so many years.
The more than 500 delegates who attended the IUF Congress in Geneva discussed a number of issues, including the effect technological change will have on secure employment. Sue Longley, the IUF's Deputy General Secretary, opened the session on precarious work.
Quantitative issues, digitalization, robotics, and artificial intelligence we know will combine to make many service and manufacturing jobs scarcer still. And it's really a stretch to believe that new jobs created will either qualitatively or quantitatively compensate society for the jobs that will be lost. As a result, the issue of how society will handle the growing gap between jobs available and those needing jobs and able to work is now preoccupying increasing numbers of peoples and organizations. This in large part explains the growing debate around some form of universal basic income. universal basic income providing income to all in society, whether in waged work or not, is becoming a mainstream discussion. 10 years ago, it would have been unheard of, but now, controversial though it is, the fact is that it is on the table, and at least some level of recognition that we face a societal challenge that ultimately needs a political solution. In the meantime, we are faced with the struggle to defend what we have, again, quantitatively by fighting job losses, and qualitatively by transforming unstable jobs into proper stable jobs with dignity and paying decent wages.
One of the delegates at the IOF Congress was Francis Hangira of Kenya.
The employers will always want to maximize on their profits by exploiting workers, applying low wages, long working hours, contracting most of the services, casual employment, and to crown it all, outsourcing of services. However, the trade union has one idea, and that is most important, to organize workers into the union, as this is the only way and means of increasing membership and strengthening the workers. Organizing starts with the members, but ends with the employers. Our membership is still intact, but spread into casual, contract, and outsourced labor force. We must change our approach on recruitment so that we follow up our members wherever they have been employed. IUF affiliates need to network on the new methods of recruitment.
Another delegate at the IUF Congress was Avital Shapiro from the Israeli Labor Federation, Histadrut.
In the last years, we have faced a constant struggle to improve salaries and working conditions of workers and pensioners. These efforts have yielded many agreements, such as mandatory pension for every worker, raising minimum wage to $1,430, increasing pension contribution to 18% of the worker's wage, improving the wage of food, agriculture, hotel, restaurant, catering, and tobacco workers, encouraging the employment of women, mandating the employment of people with disabilities, and significantly improving the rights of contract workers and their absorption into the workplaces. Domestic as well as multinational companies such as Coca-Cola, Unilever, Philip Morris, Sodexo, and Nestle have signed various collective agreements that ensure sustainable jobs, secure incomes, and social protection. One of the most challenging struggles we faced was the right of organization. We fought to achieve a precedent-setting court ruling which prohibits the employer from interfering in organizing initiative in any way. This ruling was based on international rulings, was received from many members throughout the world. Sisters and brothers, we all share the same struggles and values, and we are looking forward to working together.
For the first time at a Global Union Congress, there was a special session on the rights of LGBTQI workers. Michelle Kessler from the United Food and Commercial Workers Union in the U.S. and Canada chaired the session. I asked Ms. Kessler what issues the participants at the LGBTQI session focused on.
It's an injury to one, is an injury to all. Making sure that, you know, workers aren't harassed at the workplace, that discrimination issues are addressed in union contracts, that workers feel they can be themselves at their workplace with no fear of reprisal. And certainly the union should be who's enforcing those rights, not only at the workplace, but also extending that into the communities. We need to build a more equal world, and being inclusive in our unions is a key part of that.
What has your union, the UFCW, been doing to help LGBTQ workers?
We've been focusing on improving our union contracts, letting workers across all workplaces, whether it's on the plant floor, in grocery stores, elsewhere, know that the UFCW is strong on LGBTQ issues.
And that's it. International labor news you can use. Reporting from the 27th Congress of the IUF in Geneva, Switzerland, I'm Mark Boulanger. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.